Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the 32nd Torino Film Festival. We are now going to talk about some other movies that we saw in these days. So let's say that the festival is going to an end. Tomorrow will be the last day. Tomorrow night will be the awards ceremony. But still, movies are playing and rolling. And we saw a lot of good stuff, actually, in the last days. Let's say that for what concern, for example, the competition section, the quality of movies improve day by day. So we are actually enjoying the best that was in store in these last days. Let's say that yesterday, besides For Inexplicable Reason, there was the movie that we just talked about with the director earlier. There was another film that was really, really appealing and funny. Actually, all the funny movies are at the end of the festival. I don't know why, but it works. The movie I'm talking about is What We Do in the Shadows by Germaine Clement and Taika Waititi, a production from New Zealand. And it's really weird and funny story about these four vampires in Wellington, a city in New Zealand. They share an apartment house. And so basically it's a fake documentary about the day-to-day life of these four vampires. One is 800 and something years old, the other one is 182. And they try to cope with modern times living in their old times. But the thing is that made like a fake documentary is very fresh, and it's really, really, really funny. And also because in this specific city of Wellington seems that there are vampires, there are werewolves, there are zombies, and there are witches. So, and they make like these dinner parties, they make like reunion meetings, and it's really, really, really cool. I don't think that a movie like this one can win a festival like the Torino Film Festival, but it still was a good breath of fresh air. Another very important film that played in the last days was The Drop by Michael R. Roskam, a USA title with Fred Gandolfini, or the last movie Fred Gandolfini did. And it's a noir thriller with James Gandolfini and Tom Hardy that is really enjoying. It has a very slow start, a very slow pace, but it gets to you at the very end. And it's basically about how can we decide what is good and what is bad to be done if the will that you're doing this for is a good one. So Tom Hardy is amazing, as usual. And another movie that I would like to talk to you about is a Japanese movie called Pale Moon, by Daiichi Yoshida. It's a look on modern time Japan. This woman that works in a bank, which is really cold and really, like, how can I say, not a very nice place to work in. And she is facing this possibility of having a new life, a new breath of passion. That she takes it, but this leads to very complex and bad situation. Those movies are the last ones of in the competitive section. Tomorrow there will be like The Closing Night with Wild by Jean-Marc Vallée, which is a big movie taken by the book of the same title with Reese Witherspoon, and it's a story of this woman that in order to grab a hold of her life, decided to stay away of it, get out of her hometown, and starting on this trail of 80-something days, this called Pacific Coast Trail, that goes around many mountains and forests, and it's a really complicated trail to do. And she is trying to do this in order to get a hold of her life. It's a movie that I really liked, actually, and I hope that it's going to be released very soon.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.